Hey, welcome in. Time for daily editorial. All issues going on right now. That's the election going on in Washington, D.C. about the new Speaker of the House. Who's it going to be? McCarthy, as of this particular recording, which is 11:13 a.m. on the Pacific Coast, McCarthy is still behind, but it looks like he is getting closer and closer. And I would say the chances of this thing be, oh, this circus being over today, I think it's pretty good. Jimmy, what do you think?
So I don't know if it'll be over. He needs, on the 12th round, he failed. He needed there were seven votes against him. He needs five of those votes to get over the top of 218. And with 218. And what, you know, Al, we were talking about this offline, and it is, and you can hear it for the weekend show a little bit.
Yeah.
We, you know, he has failed to coordinate with the Republicans in order to get this vote done before it even came up. And the reason why he's failed at that is because of his leadership and the fact that he's so beholden to the big money donors and the investors. And he has been using basically whatever his agreements are to support some of these issues that basically basic Americans are not happy with. And that's clear in the polling now.
Yeah. Well, I would think at this point in time, it may be a good idea for him to step down and for somebody else to, you know, throw the hat in the ring. What do you think? I think Kevin McCarthy is going to have a hell of a hard time, even if he gets elected, Jim.
Well, I agree. And that's, I think, you know, with this will be that they're now in the 13th round of voting. He may win it, but he will not be in a strong position.
No.
He did not have good organizational structure here. My guess is that unless he really spins around and stops focusing on the big donors and starts focusing on the constituents and these, you know, very influential Freedom Caucus individuals, you know, he needs the Freedom Caucus to pass legislation as a Republican. So he's going to have to negotiate with them.
Yeah.
The big failure from McCarthy has been by using bad language to attack his own party, as well as allowing other members that support him to attack members of the party, calling them terrorists. Dan Crenshaw calling them terrorists. They're not terrorists. They're responding to their constituents. They're
right.
Responding to what they believe is important to America. And by undermining them, you're actually doing as much damage to the party as you think this vote would be doing.
Right. I agree with that. You know, Jimmy, I have to say that this circus really is not boding well for the Republican Party.
Well, I think, you know, this very small majority that they have in the House is going to be very delicate, right? The only thing they can do is stop legislation from going through.
Right.
They aren't going to be able to pass legislation unless it's a very, very clear supportive package that everybody would buy onto. And that's really unlikely.
Yeah.
The Democrats know better. They know they're not going to give the Republicans any opportunity to come out better in the 2024 elections. And they're going to use every tool in the book in order to undermine them.
You bet.
So it's really important for them to have a unified vision. The problem with the Republican Party is it's split between the people that really want to attack government and the spending, the these crazy budgets, the corruption and the graft, and those that know that's the way the system works.
Yeah.
And so they're willing to support it. And of course, they're very focused on the big donors because they say that's the way you got to win elections.
Yeah.
The problem is they're bowing to these tech companies and the big industries, the media companies, because they're afraid of them.
Yeah.
And by being afraid of them, they'll never gain ground. They'll never gain ground. So
no.
I think it's an important stand that these handful of conservatives are making in order to put pressure on them to stand.
Well, you got to really put somebody in there at this point in time who's really strong, who can carry the mantle to the degree that Nancy Pelosi did. Otherwise, I think the Republican Party is in trouble.
So there's a couple things that have to happen. And I'm not sure that Kevin McCarthy was willing to let them happen. The first one is investigating the intelligence community, the DOJ, and the FBI for their direct involvement in the 2016 election, in the 2020 election, in the 2022 election. And we know they were involved because of the Twitter files that have been released and all the information that was gathered during the different investigations and the Mueller investigation as well. They were directly involved in influencing the outcome of elections.
Yeah.
That has to be not only, I mean, there has to be something done about it, but first of all, it has to be apparent to the, you know, to the American people, this is what happened. The problem is, I don't know if McCarthy is willing to do that because he was a part of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he allowed that to go forward.
Yes, he did.
And of course, this is the same with Mitch McConnell. They are afraid to stand up and say things that would go against positions they took early on. I'll tell you, one of the biggest one is how the response to COVID and the potential damage it's done to the economy and to individuals.
Right.
They signed off on these bills, so to them they look, you know, they look as guilty as anyone else. So they're going to be just as supportive of keeping that quiet and say, "Oh, this is old politics." So it's they don't want to do those investigations.
Yeah, it's not a good position to be in unless your name is Joe Biden. And you get a running mate who might be more popular with his constituency. But I think what's going on right now, I mean, maybe it'll all be forgotten in a couple of years, Jim, but you better believe they're going to campaign on that.
Well, they're going to, I hope so. They better. The Republicans better campaign on the damage. Maybe new blood, maybe new Republican, new conservatives that step in and say, we're tired of this.
Yeah.
Hopefully they hold the Democrats accountable for what they did, especially these mandates, these forced mandates for vaccinations that were ineffective and actually have done more damage. You know, there's new reporting out that from Twitter files that emergency room doctors that, and this is on Revolver News, that emergency room doctors that were actually talking about people dying daily on Twitter were actually fraudulent accounts.
Yeah.
Fraudulent accounts.
Isn't this thing turning out to be interesting? Faith.
And of course, with the DOJ and the FBI, there's a fantastic article that I would recommend people take a look at. It's a Lee Smith article on Tablet. So Lee Smith and Tablet, How the FBI Hacked Twitter. And it goes into rather extensive detail of the involvement with James Baker, the former FBI lawyer, and actually, you know, Bill Barr and others that allowed the FBI and the DOJ to continue these operations to censor information that had an outcome on the election.
Well,
and I think it's a very good and a very detailed article on how they went all the way back to 2016, 2015, in order to use the Obama administration using the national security state to retain power and to control the narrative.
Jimmy, what I want you to do is I want you to send me the link. I have not read that article, but I will post it at the same time I post the daily editorial. I think it's that important. Jim, thanks so much for your time, man.